Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worthless.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So, Lo Neal going to join us in a minute or two. So, look, hold on. We're kind of joking about this this Jersey thing. How many teams did Lo play for?
Saints, Chargers.
So, are you not allowed to wear a Lorenzo Neal?
Oh, no, you can do whatever you
jersey
want.
Because...
Yeah. You could do whatever you want.
Yeah. Like, you don't think it'd be cool to have a Lorenzo Neal throw a team at me? Raiders? Jersey?
Yeah. Or what about a Ronnie Lott?
Yeah, something like that. Something like
guys that. Guys that went elsewhere, Montana?
I'm having trouble with my earphones.
Okay.
We'll get Lo on here in a sec. We got him? All right.
Lo!
Let's welcome in our main man, Lorenzo Neal. And let me give you some info about Lo. He will be doing the pregame show with Evan Giddings this season. Home games are going to be live from the Hilton. Lo also going to join us Wednesday at Fremont Bank to take pictures. Say hello to all the listeners that come out. What's up, Lo?
What's up, my man, Steiny and Goo? Miss you guys. It's been way too long, way overdue. How are my guys doing?
Lo, what's up, baby?
We're doing well. And, of course, Lo comes to us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Obviously, Brandon Ayuk signs a four-year, $120 million contract, Lo. It took a while. They finally got it done.
Show me the money, baby. Show me the money.
Any residual... effect of a guy holding out? What do you look for next now that he's in camp and the team's almost whole?
Yeah, I think that you don't look for much. I mean, you got to realize football's changed, guys. You understand there's only two preseason games. You think about what goes on during practice. If practice is where you're making teams anyways, and you got to realize Brandon Ayuk is a veteran guy. He's a guy that you don't have to say, hey, Brandon, we got to get this thing. It's the same offense. It's not like it's a bunch of new stuff is going in. So it's all recall for Brandon Ayuk. He's played very well in this offense, so I don't see Brandon struggling any way, any stretch of imagination in this offense.
Lo, I follow you on IG, man. You look great. I don't know how much you're weighing right now, but you look phenomenal. Like, you can still tote the rock. I was like, man, I thought I had gains. Let me run this
No,
by
you look good, Goo. I had to show you, baby. I couldn't let you be the only one. You look pretty in the face, slim in the waist. Stiney, he's bragging. He looks good.
Look at Stiney giving you that look right now. Let me ask you this, Lo. No Greenlaw, you just lost the Super Bowl, which I thought you should have won, and I didn't think the Niner offense mimicked who they were during the regular season last year. Can you share with the Bay Area listeners your thoughts on how this Niner team this year is going to fare? Because I believe the NFC West has gotten better, but you know, what are your expectations for this team?
Well, I think it's going to be a team that's going to get in the playoffs, and it's going to always be on a short list. You guys understand that. You got the MVP. You've seen what, you know, with Purdy's now. He's got a couple of years in the system, a full year under his belt. Of course, you know, 23, McCaffrey, he's leaving. Debo and Ayuk. I think this team is always going to compete, but guys, but newsflash, Green Bay's going to get better. They've been a good team. They had the Niners. Let's talk about Detroit. Look at Detroit, the moves that they're making, their team. That, hey, Guru, you, me, and Stiney, we all thought, hey, coach, make one more different decision, kick the points, put the points on the board, not go for it on fourth down. Are we even having this conversation? Did the Niners even get to the Super Bowl? So when you think about, like you said, the NFC and the teams that are right there, and Philadelphia took a year off, and I think they're going to be a lot better. So, And of course, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about your Cowboys. But, hey, I just think that the Niners' window is closing. Everyone's window is closing. We understand that. But the Niners are getting older. The Niners aren't going to be able to pay all these guys. Brandon Ayuk, they decided to pay. But guess what? I still think that there's a guy that you need to pay, or you got to figure it out. And I don't think they win this game against the Jets without this guy, Trent. Big Trent. You think about that offensive line and what he means to the offense and how he's critical he is into the run game. And you know this, Stiney, you can slide the offensive line one way and just let Trent go one-on-one. You don't have to slide protection as well. You know that this guy's going to rarely get beat. You don't have Trent. And if you're down in this game and you have to throw the ball, you're not going to be able to hold up to the Jets' defensive front. I'm just telling you, Trent is very, very crucial. They got to get the big fella signed.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game, and he will be at the Summit at Fremont Bank on Wednesday if you want to come out and meet Lo. He'll also be doing the pregame show with Evan Giddings this season, and the home games will be live from the Hilton. Let me ask you about the 49ers and just the residual effect of this, if there's going to be any. I know that Ayuk's been in the system and he's played with Purdy. Is there any timing stuff that's got to be worked out, or what's going to be their biggest challenge, those two guys, in terms of reconnecting?
I think the biggest thing, you're going to have, he's been cleared since yesterday, day before, so he's out running routes. And you know this offense is a timing. You guys talked about it's a timing type of offense. It's a system offense. So 1, 2, 3, the ball's out of his hand. So is Ayuk been running routes, guys? I understand he had to get his chips. He wanted to get his chicken. But let's be real. You don't think Ayuk has ran a route in 8 weeks? You don't think Ayuk has been running and getting his stand in shape? You think he's just been sitting around? This guy's going to have this timing's going to be there. Now I could see if this guy was injured, and he was injured for 8 weeks, and now he's trying to come back and play in a football game and try to play at a high level. I would say, yes, guys, it's concerns because he's injured. How many, you know, he's got to take some hits. He's got to get used to it. He's going to have the pads on. He's got a freaking whole nother week in some days. I don't think you'll see any ring rust with Ayuk.
Lo, you're familiar with Staley, who, you know, has a job on the defense. I think he'll be eyes in the sky. But first-year defensive coordinator Nick Sorensen, I don't know anything about him. I am concerned about what I deem the lack of defensive line depth. I'm telling Stiney and the listeners, oh, it's Bosa. But he needs help, Lo. Share with us your thoughts on this team's D-line depth and what type of defense they'll be under Nick Sorensen.
Yeah, I think that you're going to have guys that's going to still try to fly around. I'm just going to, you know, when you saw the way that this Niners defense played, and, you know, with the exit of, you know, now the Jets head coach, and you see the way that they played at a different speed, at a different level. Now watch the Jets defense fly around now. you can see the imprint that Saleh has brought to that defense. Guys are playing free. He understands it, and they buy into the system. I think the defense is going to be fine. I think when you get them all out there, yes, I totally understand you saying, okay, turn protection to, you know, Bosa. Who else going to make a play? Well, you have other guys. I know Armstead's no longer there, who's a guy who could pass rush, but also Armstead was good against the run. So how are you going to fill those voids? But, you know, you got Hargraves, the Grave Diggers. You went out and got other pass rushers. So I think you're going to still be able to put – I don't think the issue is going to be putting pass pressure on the passer. I want to see how this team holds up against the run. And you, like you alluded about, the depth on the defensive front.
Lorenzo, I got to ask you this question, and it's more of a philosophical football for you. All right, so Brandon Ayuk right now is the second highest paid 49er, right? Nick Bosa's one. Why? How come in football? This team's got a quarterback in Purdy. They've got McCaffrey who touches it 25 times. Why is a guy who averages 4.5 catches a game the second highest paid player on a team? He touches the ball 4.5 times a game. Why are receivers paid as much as they are?
Hey, that's a great question, because I don't think they should be. I'm happy for them. I think it's great. And you guys both know this. If I ask you guys, who's bigger? Who do you need more on this team, McCaffrey or Ayuk? You guys know what McCaffrey brings, because he's touching the ball 20, 25, 30, sometimes 30 with the passing game. It's we know undoubtedly who it is, but it's the perception, and it's not reality. You show me the best receiver in the league. You tell me the best receiver in the league, and let's talk about it. Did he win a Super Bowl? You saw a team in Kansas City, and Steiny, that's why I'm the same church, same pew where you're at. Did you see the Kansas City win the Super Bowl with what receiver? Who is a $30 million? It's ridiculous what the game has done and what people, the perception is not reality. And, hey, kudos to these receivers that are getting paid. But you're overpaying them. And now you look at running backs. Okay, now running backs, okay, the shelf life, we're only going to pay them $5, $6, $7, $8 million a year. It's the perception, but it's not reality. And, Steiny, you're absolutely right. There's other guys on the team, and it's going to be a problem because Debo's going to want to pay it in a year. So the window, that's why we're talking about this window, is closing. You got to have guys that are going to buy in. You can get no-name receivers a la Tom Brady, and look what he did for Edelman. Look what he did for Wes Walker. Come on, guys, let's be real. Those guys couldn't necessarily run, but they were smart. They understood what Tom Brady was doing, and none of those guys were making the type of money. But you tell me, were they more valuable than what Ayuk did? Did they put up more numbers than Ayuk? Look over in freaking with the Rams. Look at the receivers that got Cooper Kupp and all those, and the young guy, Kua. I just think, Steiny, like you're saying, teams sticker shock, no stock to them anymore. They take care of these guys' ego when reality is it's perception, it's not reality.
Wow, good stuff, Lo. Now, Lo, I've met your family, you've met mine, I've truck sat for you. We're brothers. I trust you, and you're always honest with me. Steiny's started the show with basically just how this whole thing played out, social media, all the reporters, men and women saying this thing was done with Ayuk. And I'm telling you, Lo, I got tired. I was fatigued. Can you honestly tell the listeners, did you think Brandon Ayuk at any point in this whole ordeal was going to get traded?
You know what? It was probably like 30% that I thought he was going to not be on the team. But the majority of it, I talked to a couple guys, and I was like, look, I don't think he's going anywhere. When he turned down freaking a team in New England, you said, hey, it's not necessarily about money. It's also about winning. When you seen him around the facility still with the guy, he just wanted to be taken care of, and he wanted to be a Niner. This guy had other offers. He could have went to the Steelers. This guy wanted the Niners to do what he felt was right, and they did. So I don't think – I really didn't feel – I think it was a chance, yes, Guru, but it was slim to none, and I guess we know now none has left the building. Mm.
Lo Neal, you're the man.
See you Wednesday, baby.
See you Wednesday.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. He wanted to get off the phone. Oh. That was like a Dick Vermeil right there.
I know, Steiny's
because you said, we'll see you away, click. You know what I mean?
Well, he called my phone when he was supposed to call the studio, and they were trying to call him.
Right.
I don't think he was trying to get off the phone.
In a hurry.
It sounded like he was working out, too.
I just think I do what? Boy. That was Lo Neal, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. River Islands in Lathrop.
Yeah. Lo and Evan every Sunday, studying home games at the Hilton.
Great minds, think alike. Receiver money? It's a joke.
Well,
it's a joke.
When I tell you Jordan Love is the highest paid quarterback.
No.
Come on.
Let me say something to you right now.
Oh.
You were on to something, and I didn't give you credit about 8 months ago. You're right. Running backs are getting hosed in this league.
That's wow. And you just talked to one that should be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, why do you think that is, partner?
Well, here's what I think. I think that there's a few receivers that are worth it. Jefferson, Chase.
Okay. Lamb.
I don't know. Maybe.
If you go on numbers, he's putting them up.
Is CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill.
Oh, no doubt.
To me, a guy like Brandon Ayuk is really good. He's a really good receiver. But I don't think he's super special. And I don't think he's the kind of receiver that takes all the attention for himself so that other guys can feed off him. I just think he's a good receiver. He's a really good receiver.
Now, I will say this.
$30 million?
This is where I'm going.
Four and a half catches.
I know you think John and Kyle are smart. You've defended Kyle more than anybody, Stani. And they're not making this mistake. And what I'm getting from you, and I mean this, I feel like you're getting paralyzed by the stats. It's not how often
you throw. No, I'm
actually
not.
It's when you throw. And when you talked about it the other day. When you throw to Brandon, more times than not, Stani, it's for a big game. It's big gain. It's a first down. And he's proven in the playoffs, two games, not the Super Bowl, he can make big catches. So to me,
averages
that's
three catches a game in the playoffs.
But he's on a different offense. And I won't use the Niners offense in the playoffs last year as a compliment to anybody, but that's neither here nor there. These guys and Parag had to get together and know what we do and how we run our offense and how diversified our two receivers are, along with our tight end Kittle, who can do it all. They need Brandon Stani, and that's why he got paid $30
million. Well,
I believe.
It's unbelievable, really. I mean, and I get it. Like, guy like Justin Jefferson runs a route. A lot of defensive eyes have to be on him or have to know where he is. I don't think Ayuk's that kind of receiver. I think he's really good. I'm not saying I'd kick him to the curb, but the fact that he's a third, if it's the nature of the beast, it's the nature of a beast. But I think it's unbelievable in a way that Brandon Ayuk is going to make almost twice as much as a guy like McCaffrey.
But that's a position thing that you're finding now that's BS. I got you.
But McCaffrey's different. McCaffrey is
more important. But he's still getting hosed, technically, Stani.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying, is it really... Is Brandon Ayuk twice as important as Christian McCaffrey?
No.
No, but he's making almost twice as much.
And that's the NFL play. That's, you know, that's bigger than Ayuk. I know you're not, you can't be mad at you got to hate the game. You can't, hate the player, not the game. Oh, I hate the game. Oh, boy.
Let's go to Maureen. Hey, Maureen, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Hey, so I had a question. We have all this talk about Brandon Ayuk, and you don't need a top receiver to make it to the Super Bowl or to win the whole thing. When's the last time anybody won the Super Bowl with a top running back? And the last time we got to the Super Bowl, I think it was with the undrafted running back who dominated in the playoffs, unlike McCaffrey has ever done in a three-game stretch, and Raheem Mostert. When he tore apart Green Bay, he tore apart Minnesota, and Jimmy Garoppolo, I think, threw the ball a total of 14 times. You don't need to pay these running backs either, especially when you're looking at the Niners' system, because we got system receivers. We also have system running backs, and if you want to run the ball for high carries, like we got George Mason, who's averaging 5-6 yards a carry, you can go ahead and do that. We don't need to be paying McCaffrey at $19 million he got either. So, like, I mean, we love to fall in love with McCaffrey. He got his money. The last time he had 300 touches in a row in two different seasons, he got hurt. He has a calf strain now. The last two seasons, he's had 300 touches. And we're paying McCaffrey for what he's going to do in the next 2 years at 29 and 30? Like, yeah, I get what people like about McCaffrey, but let's not fall in love with what he has done, because we're paying him for what he is going to do. Brandon Ayuk is 26. He's the most durable player on the roster. He's the youngest player of all the Avengers on the roster. You just go ahead and pay him his money so he can go ahead and he can grow with Brock Purdy, because all them guys are going to be gone anyway because they can't stay healthy and they're getting older. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, he'd get a lot of – I hear him, Stoney, but he – I mean, man, Christian McCaffrey, Stoney, enough said, right? I don't know if you saw Marshawn Lynch. He was on a podcast talking about he called him the Snow Bunny Pearl, talking about McCaffrey. They asked him, name a running back that reminds Marshawn of himself, and his answer was Christian McCaffrey. And, you know, injuries do happen. I love that stat about the last 2 years he touched, the rock 200 times. He got hurt the following season. Bottom line is the Niners offense is dynamic because of the addition of McCaffrey. So,
oh boy, you'll love this.
What?
Oh God, you're gonna love this text on the Xfinity Mobile text line. I truly think this season will be more of a passing offense. Shanny feels comfortable enough with Purdy to open up the playbook. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
And maybe that's why they gave your guy 30 and 76 guaranteed.
Yeah, I'd like to hope he catches more than 4.5 balls a game.
But I do want you to know, I appreciate you doubling back. Because I still like the running back thing and how it's going. It's like an eyesore now. You can just see it, and it's starting to bother you.
Well, let me be clear. I think there are 3 to 5 receivers that are worth that kind of money.
All right.
I think there's 3 to 5 running backs that are like McCaffrey, maybe not even. And so those guys, I think, should be paid a ton of money. And I think McCaffrey, for his workload, should get wide receiver money. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. A running back who's not as good as McCaffrey, obviously he shouldn't get big money. I just think that if you're one of these receivers that are making 30, 35 million, you got to really bring a lot to the table.
Well, and what I hate about the game now, too, and nobody will tell you, I won't even bring up fantasy drafts because we know how important running backs are, too. But, Stoney, don't tell me, I don't care who's playing the football game, the running backs don't matter. The games, yeah, some things have changed, but having a ground game is so key. It's no less important than it's ever been, and that's why I've been on my mission and my expedition about they're getting you-know-what in regard to pay, because they do matter. You need a running game. And Christian McCaffrey right now, to me, Stoney, you tell me it's just too far-fetched. He's a modern-day Marshall Faulk to me. Catch the ball out the backfield and run it.
This is from the 650. He's talking about the top paid running backs, or I'm sorry, wide receivers in NFL history. Tyreek Hill, Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, Mike Evans, Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams. Anyway, he lists a lot of guys. Larry Fitzgerald, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Stephon Diggs. Amari Cooper says only two of them have rings. Only two of them have rings. I mean, I think that's good news for the Niners, because Ayuk's not in this class.
Yeah.
Of receivers. So.
Well, Tyreek Hill has a ring. Right. That was early. He didn't get the other two.
Right.
Yeah.
And who's the other one who's got a ring on this list? Tyreek Hill. Again.
Nope.
Andre Johnson. Mike Evans?
Nope. Tampa ain't won nothing. Oh, did he get one with Brady?
Yeah.
Look at my man. Vontae's twin. That's who Vontae looks like, Mike Evans.
Hey, is he okay?
Who?
Vontae?
Yeah, he's on vacation. Why you ask?
I don't know. He
was fired up in his video yesterday. That's too funny.
I'm sort of worried about
it. No, that's called fandom. No, did you're you hearing?
See, yeah.
Did you see the video he posted of himself?
No.
In the hotel room, he was holding.
He was hyped, though.
Yeah, he was, and Steiny's like, is he okay? Dude, that's what it's about. Let it out. Especially when you think a guy might be leaving the team. I loved it.
What I'm saying is, Brandon Ayuk was signed, and I thought, I didn't feel a lot of happiness from him. He was almost like...
Well, you didn't get happiness from Willard. I had Willard up for an hour, Norman and I. But Bonte was basically, he was talking to the trolls, saying Ayuk wasn't worth the money. It might have been you. Yeah, I'm playing. No, a little bit. But yeah, that's who, you know, you didn't think he was going to get paid. Lucas has got this guy on a tour to looking through the glass, Tiny, and I'm waving. Yeah, there you go. Turn around. That's my man. That's Marcus. Yeah.
Who?
Marcus.
Oh, boy. You know what? They bring him in here. They're the ones who distract us.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Bonte was, he was juiced out. That's busy, okay.
I just was worried that he was.
Passion, sports passion is fine. I think it adds years to your life. You think it's taking off.
It absolutely does.
Sports rooting and gambling, all this stuff.
Gambling?
All, yeah, that's good.
Gambling.
That's like smoking or drinking. It is a crutch.
All right.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. And Brandon Ayuk.
Thank got the bag.
The lucky stone. Oh, God. He got the bag.
The baby is here.
He got the bag. Good for
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well.
Yeah, don't do that. All right. Coming up on the other side, there's some other sports pieces of news. We got to get into your team, by the way.
The Warriors?
We got to get into your team, by the way. Hey, download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply today or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealers.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Stiney.
Now, back to Stiney and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Not in the mood today for that stuff. What are you doing?
This is Faith Evans. Yay.
Yeah, keep that up. Are you chewing gum?
No. Snitch it. Dude, no. Why are you all in my mouth?
Then stop blowing bubbles.
Stop, please. I'll swallow some candy.
What do you got going this weekend? It's a holiday weekend.
Barbecue and 49er Frankie's daughter's graduating college. So I got her a little change to give her.
Nice.
So they got a bartender from 4 to 6 in Fremont tomorrow. I'll be there.
At Frankie's house?
Yeah, Frankie's house.
Where's the barbecue?
In the backyard and then...
Now, oh, it's a barbecue for the graduation.
Yeah. They're having a taco truck, too, so, okay.
Where's she graduating from?
College.
Where'd she go? Is this a secret or just...
No, people have pulled me to the side, like, I be spilling the tea a little too much. So, she's graduating college.
Where?
And they got...
Where'd she go? Where's she getting her degree from?
Yeah.
What's her major?
Do you want to come by?
What is it, Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't all tomorrow. Right.
Don't miss it.
I got stuff to do. I don't have anything to do Sunday.
I'm not bringing half bottles of liquor. Dude, I purchased that bad boy.
Yeah, that was
you
not your finest
hour. No, but it didn't happen.
Well, no, it did happen that you took half a bottle.
But who would be dumb enough to do that and think you could get away with it?
The guy that doesn't pay his fantasy fee. Yeah,
that's what you really want to say.
No, you
but
paid.
But I'm paid.
Yeah, you paid. Yep.
Like IU.
Almost. Brian Baldinger was on with the morning roast today, and he was talking about the IUK situation. Of course, Brandon IUK is signed, sealed, and delivered. And Baldy said, you know, it might have gone the other way.
Honestly, I mean, they had deals in place to move him, to trade him. I mean, they couldn't get the right compensation back because they needed a good player in return. But there was deals worked out in a number of different places. And I don't pretend to be, you know, the inside reporter on this, but there was deals in place where it could have easily have him not, you know, not a 49er for the next 5 years. So the fact that he's there, he's their number one option in the passing game on most routes, like it's a fantastic for the 49ers because they don't have a player as good as him on the roster right now.
That's Brian Baldinger.
Yeah.
And we all agree that he's the best receiver on the roster. That's not why does Baldy think it took so long?
I mean, not that this is apples to apples, but just talking in, you know, Nick last year when he got his, you could have said the same thing about Nick. Mm-hmm. You know, like all these other guys had been signed. They knew that they had to get him signed, and yet it took all the way up until the final couple of days before the opener to get it done. You see, they're just complicated. They're just not simple. You could say, okay, well, Amon Ra signed for this. CD signed for that. You know, Justin Jefferson signed for this. But every deal is a little bit different. Everybody has a different cap issue. Everybody's looking to figure out how they can get out of a deal if something goes wrong. You know, there's just a lot of legalese that go into these things. The fact that they drafted Ricky Pearsall in the first round, I thought they said, okay, if we can't get him to our liking with our kind of numbers, then at least we have his replacement in the building. And obviously that has not gone well this summer so far, not to say that it won't, but I think that might have influenced it as well.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of with Baldy there. I think the Pearsall draft was...
symbolic stuff.
Well, I think the plan is that Pearsall will be a starter next year.
If you happen to lose one of these guys.
Well, I think that feels to me like a foregone conclusion at this point.
And that's what was so scary real quick about Brandon being traded is you didn't think it was going to happen this early, Stiney. That's what threw me off.
So now Brock Purdy's got all his weapons.
Yes, sir.
All his weapons.
In a big year for him.
No excuses, Brock.
There's two scoreboards.
No excuses.
Yeah.
He's got weapons galore. If he can't get it done, don't pay him.
Yeah. I just think of the preseason, him being out there at all, and Stiney, me just not giving him enough love for his escapability. The way he uses his legs, man, is a big part of what he does, and I don't think he gets enough credit for it. But Brock is no statue. He's got a little Brett Favre in him, Stiney. He'll try to squeeze one in there. And if he turns in, let's just say, an all-pro season, I mean, it'll be fascinating to see what the Niners do or how that plays out in regard to how much M's he'll, you know, will he surpass Jordan Love for being the highest paid NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I'm thinking about this team this year and what they got to do. I'm going to assume that Trent Williams is in here. I mean, their team is still ridiculously loaded. It's got a great defense. What are the strengths and weaknesses of this team? And if you're a 49er fan, and now you got Ayuk in the fold, and let's assume Trent Williams is going to be here.
All right. Then it's your offense, partner.
Well, then what are your expectations for this team? You got Ayuk in here. Trent Williams, God willing, will be here in a few days. What are your expectations for this 49er team? 888-957-9570. I think I'm kind of with Low. It's a playoff team. And I'm not being facetious.
Yeah. Playoffs?
Yeah, I think they're one of the top six teams in the NFC. After that, we'll have to see, but there's no reason this team shouldn't make the playoffs and shouldn't be competing to win the division.
Yeah, and I got him, Stiney. It's early. I got him. You talk about success, NFC championship game again. And the one thing that scares me is that lack of D-line depth and their ability to stop the run. I mean, years past, I think a lot of us would say the strength of the 49ers, even in their hate, you know, since 19, was their defense. All of a sudden, I have questions. That doesn't mean I'm right, but I know what I'm getting from the offensive side of the ball, including Trent Williams, Stiney. It's defensively, what are they going to be now that Wilkes is no longer here? That didn't work out. I guess nobody would argue that. He's gone, one and done, Calipari, and now Sorensen. What's he going to be? And also, I mentioned DeLow, Staley. What part is he going to play in the defense? Is that a good thing? And I know four eyes are probably better than two, but Stiney, I got questions, and we'll find out week one because I believe Aaron Rodgers and the Jets will be a stiff test.
888-957-9570 is the number. Ayuk is back in the fold. What are your expectations for the San Francisco 49ers now? And secondly, is there a concern you have? What does this team have a weakness? What's the weakness of this team right now? Because it looks to me like their skill position guys are as good as anybody in the league. Their linebackers are pretty good. I thought they upgraded the defensive line with Leonard Floyd. So where is the concern, if you'd have one, with this team, Goo?
The run defense.
Run defense.
Yeah, run defense. So I thought that. But that didn't kill them in the Super Bowl. But yeah, again, Wilkes is no longer calling the D. The Niners defense had a good Super Bowl. But prior to that, I saw Green Bay get at him. I saw Detroit get at him on the ground to the point to where, if anybody tells me the Niners should have lost either one of those games, I've said it. I understand it. So the run defense to me right now, partner, is the biggest area of concern. And it's funny that I say that because now you got first year defensive coordinator for the Niners, Sorensen. That's got to be his job to get that fixed.
This is from the Xfinity I'm sorry, this is from the YouTube chat. Tavarius, I said, what are the expectations? And Tavarius, you know what he said, Goo? He said Super Bowl.
I like
he
it.
He said Super Bowl. Okay. But I'd remind him.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year. That's nothing is given in this league, and we have a very talented.
So let's find out.
I got.
I think right now they're a playoff team.
Yeah.
But according to the general manager, you can't assume they're a Super Bowl team.
Yeah.
Not right now. Can we all just adhere to that? For the season,
but
please.
You can't.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Johnny,
I don't know if you.
It's easy for you to say that knowing your team's damn good. You got one of the best, if not the best, rosters in football. So he can say that, Steiny.
They got to earn it.
I agree with him.
I would. Who wouldn't bet that the Niners aren't going to be formidable like they've been since 19?
They should
have two chips.
I agree with him, though.
But who's assuming, I guess?
Everybody.
There are a lot of fans that expect to win a Super Bowl this year.
Now,
and
that's going a little.
If they don't win a Super Bowl, the year will be disappointing, no matter how it plays out.
But I think you're taking that too serious.
Oh, really?
I don't think I'm taking it seriously enough.
TK and the rest of the football world saying, you know what, we've identified the Niners, barring no injuries and health, it's almost a compliment. It's not, hey, we want you to half-ass your way to the Super Bowl. We know, John, you got to earn it. The reason we're giving you this, we're saying this about your squad, is we know you guys will, and
for the last five years.
No, we don't know.
You've won damn near more than anybody but the Chiefs.
There are too many variables. Like, I absolutely believe this. The San Francisco 49ers should make the playoffs. But if I'm a fan, that's all I'm assuming. Let's make the playoffs. Then we take a look at the brackets. We see who we got to play. Can we beat the Packers? We can beat the Packers at home. Okay. You beat the Pat. Like, the.
So would you do that?
Would you tell a Kansas City fan
to do that?
That's different. They've won three Super Bowls in the last 4 years. That's different.
What about the Boston Celtics that just won their first chip in a while?
What about them?
Would you tell a fan, don't dream of going back-to-back or assume that you're going to get to the final?
Assume? Like, no, I wouldn't assume. That's the thing.
Well, the same principles of what you're telling a Niner fan. And
yes, it's an assumption you're making. Like that,
but based off of greatness.
Right, but you're not taking into account the myriad of things that can happen, not the least of which in football is injury.
Right, but, Stoddy, I think that's so across the board for losing teams.
But I'll tell you right now, if the 49ers, if George Kittle gets hurt for five games and then he comes back and Debo misses some and they just never get cohesive and they don't make the playoffs,
it could happen.
Yeah, but nobody's going to say, oh, injury problems. We had injury problems. The only injury problems that people are going to acknowledge is if Purdy misses the whole year or Bosa misses the whole year. And there's also another thing that could happen, and that is Kittle loses a step. Maybe Kittle will have to take a step back. Maybe Purdy takes a step back. So
Nobody can fight you on the injury thing, but that's across the board. Uncle Looney, Steiny's saying, Steiny, nothing wrong with having high expectations, is it?
Expectations are fine. Assumptions, no. No, not for a Super Bowl.
Well, they haven't won one. They've been close 5 years, so I'm not sitting here saying, oh, it's going to be easy.
I think some people think it's going to be.
I'm scared for Niner fans and the players that maybe they've had, and that's why Steve Young had so much mustard on the fastball that he threw early on this offseason about, you know, just the state of who you'd play and the team that you played. Kansas City not being the best version of itself offensively, you kind of blew that opportunity. If you get with Kansas City again, and maybe they got more dynamic players on offense. But who knows? But what you're saying, Stoney, I think you're selling fans short of they know injury here, injury there to the wrong person, you get off to a bad start, it could doom you.
Well, why would you, if injuries are such a big part of football, right, why would you assume you're going to the Super Bowl? Like, because of the injuries and because of the nature of football, like, I would never assume we're going back to the Super Bowl. I would just never assume that in the NFL because of the injuries, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody's ordering their room in New Orleans, but you just feel good about it. And I think that comes with winning. And the disappointment hurts, too, when you don't live up to it.
Yeah, a lot of people on Xfinity Mobile, no, they expect the Super Bowl. It's Big D. Big D's in the hospital. What's up, Big D?
Oh, get better.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, I haven't heard from you in a long time. I was holding out till I get my extension.
Nice. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? On the flip side, I can hit both sides of the coin. On my side, it's all about going to the Super Bowl every year. Because we Niner fans out here in the Bay, that's what we expect for our home teams. But any other, you know what I mean? On your side, hey, injuries, and Purdy goes down, season's over, I think. So they got to protect him. They need that big man Trent to sign up over the weekend, take him out on the boat, you know what I mean? Make him an offer he can't refuse, and sign him up. Let's get this. Baby, this year is ours. Here.
Hey, Big D, I mean, you're assuming, I mean, Big D, you're just assuming they're going to what, the NFC Championship? No, he's not there. We could have that. That would be a fun conversation. Well, what are fans assuming? What do you assume about this team?
I'm being real.
Okay.
I'm one guy, your guy.
Yeah.
The NFC Championship. That's the standard the Niners have set, and it's a compliment.
Well, that's a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, and that's what they are.
Right now. Right now they are, but they're 0-0.
So, totally get that.
I mean,
and an injury, one injury away.
No, don't do that.
No, but every team is facing that. But you're right. You just said it earlier.
They have two. You know what? I'm calling BS on that. I'm changing my mind.
On.
They got too many weapons for one injury to derail this team. If you think they're so good that you can assume they're in the NFC Championship game, that I don't want to hear it about, well, one injury may derail the season. Oh, really?
Well, it's a quarterback league and the party goes down.
I thought you were great.
We love Dobbs, Donnie, and we'll root, people will root for him. But, you know, right then and there, that's a crippler. That's one that you might not be able to. But who knows with Kyle. Real quick here, Austin in San Jose coming down my road. We love you. Guru, you always criticize Lamar. You got to be kidding about Brock turns in a good season, okay season, he'll get the money. My point is, Austin, Lamar got his chicken. The Ravens gave him his chicken even though he hadn't got to a Super Bowl. I'm just telling you, Austin, I'm not saying it's right. I just feel, and I'm reading the room, if Brock Purdy turns in, and I know we don't want to spend the show on this, a pretty good season, they win a game or two in the offs, I would bet that he's going to reset the market. That's all.
Yeah, and I'm asking 49er fans, what are you assuming about this year? And I've had some fun with the John Lynch sound. But the one thing I would assume with the 49ers is
they're a playoff team.
They're a playoff team. Outside of that, I mean, why doesn't anybody allow for the fact that maybe the Lions will be significantly better?
Wow.
And the 49ers are essentially the same, and the Lions leapfrog them because by the end of the year, they're better.
Then wouldn't you understand how a fan or even a pundit would say the Niners have blown their chance at getting that hardware because they were in that game twice and in a couple other games before that game, though, Stani. Now if you're telling me there's another big man on campus that's better than you, now you can't even get to the game to where you can get the ring.
That's right, because I don't assume Super Bowls. What's the 49ers record in Super Bowls?
Well, man.
6-3? Or 5-3?
5-3.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good Super Bowl record.
But not when you lost. It is, yeah, but not when you lost three in a row.
It's great.
Yeah.
5-3 is great.
How many teams have lost three in a row in the Super Bowl?
How many teams get? Like, losing three in the Super Bowl is better than never going to the Super Bowl.
No, I would take Buffalo's 0-4 all day, right? But, man. Remember the Niner fans I know, my age or our age, Stani, when you hate this, but you love it.
It's so irrelevant.
When we go, we win. That's what the Niners' mantra, okay. And they earned it.
It hasn't
and it was
been,
not one time. It
what are
was
you talking
five.
About? It they hasn't were, been that way for 10 years.
It
don't,
but it was that way for a stretch. They so were 5-0. Okay.
So
when we win.
When did they win their last Super Bowl?
94.
Okay, 94. So from 94.
It's been
94 to 2014, right?
That's they've been 3
years.
Times.
That's 30
yeah,
years.
They've been
no,
three
no, no.
times.
No, 94 to 2014.
Okay.
That's 30 years.
I got you.
So 30 years, they've never been to a Super Bowl, but they say, like in 2004, they say, well, when we get there, we win. Oh, so what if we haven't gotten there in 20 years?
Well, like, that no. would be only 10 years, 2004 from 94, but it's something
20
that you,
years they yeah. haven't been there.
Well, now, it's, but you've been there, Stani, because you lost 3 in a row.
You just assume that if you get there, you should win the game.
And that was
and the odds of you winning the game are 50-50.
But you do, okay.
For every Super Bowl winner, there's a loser.
But you understand that era of Joe Montana and Jerry Rice and that dominance
Steve
of
Steve Young.
He was one of them. But when he went, they won. I can't believe you're like,
it's just
you're not
dumb.
Giving any credence to that. It's fact. It's
right,
not
but
dumb.
It was 30 years ago.
Well, if people are that old and they experienced and lived it like 49er Frankie, everyone.
But it's over now. They've lost 3 in a row.
Hello?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you
is,
want to call
what
this?
What does winning their first 5 mean at all?
It's better than losing 3 in a row, bud.
But it doesn't matter.
To you, but it matters to Niner fans.
It shouldn't matter.
Why?
Because it's 30 years ago. Who cares what they did 30 years ago? Who cares? It doesn't matter. They're in the books.
The crazy
they're
thing five, is you got me thinking, am I crazy?
They're in
That's
the books.
What's so
they're in the books. They won 5 Super Bowls leading up to 94. 94, boom. 49ers
yeah.
are 5-0.
Yeah.
Okay, so then there's
and
some,
they had that theme. So they made a theme. When we go, we win.
Okay, and how long did that last?
It's amazing.
And so and were they saying that the 20 years that they never even made it to the Super Bowl? What was my guy's name? Dennis Erickson.
Right,
so no. Dennis Erickson, when he's coaching the Niners,
he didn't
6
hear
and 10.
He didn't hear it.
6 and 10.
He didn't hear
49er
it.
Fans are saying, hey, when we go, we win.
Right, but you ain't
okay.
going, and everybody knew it.
Okay.
You break it out when you need to.
What are the assumptions you're making about this team?
You
That's what I want to know.
And to think you got me thinking, why did they say it? But they said it because it was prestige and it was dominance. 5-0. Dallas couldn't say it.
80% of our audience wasn't even alive.
Now, you don't have that for fact. We have a lot of older people in our audience.
Relatively few. You know why? Because that was so long ago. Most of them are dead. You can't listen to the radio. If you're dead. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What did we even just
happy
talk about?
That was you. That was horrible.
You
can't live it.
When we go, we win.
It used to be that way.
No, it didn't. Like, you made that up.
I think you made it up. Oh, this hurts.
I think you made it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
I'm asking people call in that made it up and taught it to me.
I'm not going
to
believe them. Hey, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Floor & Decor.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.